Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Taylor Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you five topics on their mind today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Number one.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And we are broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha for the Brat Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends at Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. If you're coming by, bring a new or gently used coat to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. So we're going to take care of some Bears-Packers business because that's what we're here to do. Question number one, which Bears player, other than quarterback Caleb Williams, needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Packers tomorrow?
Okay, I'm going to do this again. I'm gonna play coach him up, Marshall, because I think DJ Moore will get targeted more than three times, which is what he got in the game against the Packers the last time.
He better.
So I'm gonna coach up Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat.
Sweaty.
Where are you at? Get your money. Go get a quarterback or two. Go get Jordan Love a couple times. Go intimidate somebody. Go talk some mess up front. I don't know. Do something different to the pocket. Something. Be disruptive.
Line up over the absent right tackle.
That too.
Hopefully.
Pass rush. Where are you at? Montez Sweat. I feel like he's the one who needs to step up because, man, can you imagine? Let's not say opening drive because that's greedy and I'm not writing the NFL script. Everybody knows I don't write the NFL script. That's somebody else. So let's just say it's the first quarter or something. Can you imagine what that would be like, the feeling, and how crazy the crowd would go if there was just like a statement-making sack in one of the first two or three drives?
Yes.
I said or three. Like, yes. I'm not even being unreasonable here.
I like that, Layla. I love early big defensive plays, whether a tackle for loss or a sack. But guess what? I also want to see it late in the game from Montez Sweat because sometimes he does make an early play, and then it's like, where'd you go? Where are you at? Where's the rest of it?
So hanging out.
So I want to, yeah, I like that answer.
What about Montez? A batted pass?
A batted pass.
A batted pass would be good. Just something to be there. Be like, hi, I'm here.
Right. I just batted your pass. What do you think about me now?
You want to try another pass? We'll see about that. Boom!
I would like Montez Sweat to be the answer. In my heart of hearts, I know that that probably won't be the case because Jordan Love gets rid of the ball very, very quickly. So my answer is Jalen Johnson. It's time. It's time, sir. It's time for you to fully realize what you are, how you can get back into that NFL top 100 he's been chasing for a couple of years now. You got to make big plays. We saw one of those made against Shedeur Sanders. I'm just going to take that away from you, Mr. Judy, even though it hit you perfectly where it was supposed to hit you.
He took it away from his breadbasket.
He really did. I need Jalen Johnson to be one of the reasons why Christian Watson or Jaden Reed or whoever doesn't go off for explosive, you know, 25, 30, 40-yard plays. Let's not have touchdown drives that end in 36 seconds. How about that on the hand of the Packers? You know, let's make them earn it.
I like one of the themes that is building between the both of you, and I love this, is talking about the
violence.
Violence is good. We all know violence is good. We've all been taught that. That you guys are talking about the money makers, the big time players, the players that are supposed to lead you this time of the year. You guys are nailing it with Montez Sweat and Jalen Johnson.
Does that mean that you're going to come up with a guy who's making maybe, I don't know, the second most money this year on the team? Is that who your answer is?
Check me out.
Big-time players make big-time plays.
Check me out on this answer of, and just for the sake of the folks, who needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Packers on Sunday, other than Caleb Williams. We leave Caleb Williams out of the equation here. Guys, my answer is Colston Loveland. And it was tempting for me to go with DJ Moore. Because,
that's where I thought you were going.
Well, of course. But that is who the Packers are going to key on. Who else are they going to? Like, that's got to be number one.
If they were smart, if they've been watching Bears football, they would key in on OZ.
Well, and OZ made a big play against the Packers in the first game. Guess who else made a big play against the Packers in the first game? Devin Duvernay. These are examples of why you shouldn't be as worried about Luther Burden being out of this game and Rome Odunze, per our conversation with Patrick Manley. Ben Johnson knows how to scheme guys up. You still want your blue chip talent out there as often as possible, because it's not as hard to scheme for those guys maybe as some of the other dudes. But I just think because they will be guarding DJ Moore, he will be the number one weapon that I would think in theory that they would want to take away. I think this opens things up for Colston Loveland, who is really starting to open eyes around the league in terms of just watching. Even if the numbers don't always pop out, he makes plays. And people are, you're starting to see the route running, the speed that goes along with it, the exactness. And as I always sort of obsess over, the pre-snap stuff that Colston Loveland is responsible for has been something to watch. So Colston Loveland is my guy.
And for the record, the third biggest cap hit, he doesn't get the third highest base, but the third biggest cap hit for the Bears is Jonah Jackson. So he's been doing well.
Yeah.
And the fourth biggest is Drew Dahlman. So Drew Dahlman has been absolutely great. So the money guys are, some of the money guys are coming through.
Money well spent, I would say, in the offseason.
Amen.
Five on it. Number two.
5 on it on 670 The Score is sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. And everybody on this side of the broad stop is hoping a Bears win is meant to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening over there in the corner.
Doesn't matter.
With the fan in Milwaukee.
Bears.
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 Bears. Bears. Bears.
But here's question number two. On a scale of 1 to 10 on the worry meter, trademark, how concerned are you that outside of Micah Parsons' injury, the Packers will actually be pretty healthy come kickoff time tomorrow?
I'm highly concerned. And if it's going to be on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to put my concern level at a 7.5.
You're concerned to a 7 that the Packers will be healthy?
Healthier than I thought.
Okay.
Are you
I'm concerned that Christian Watson and Evan Williams and all these guys who weren't full go yesterday, who are questionable, will now play on Saturday. Because why wouldn't they? This is it. You go try to gut it out, right? This is for the North. You talk about take back the North. You talk about rotate the North. However you want to say it. I think this is the last call for the North. That's what this is.
What, they play the Lions at the end of the season.
You win this game, you have a game and a half lead, and your magic number to clinch the North is one. One. That's all you gotta do is win one of two games.
Uno.
So that's why, but I am concerned that these guys that have not been healthy, the Josh Jacobs of the world, the guys who are limping around, all of a sudden, you know, put a little something in them. And they're ready to go on Saturday night.
You mean the Varsity Blues Needle?
If that's what we want to call it, sure. Varsity Blues Needle, you know, as opposed to the Varsity Blues Whipped Cream. Whatever you want to do.
Two different outcomes there.
Very different
one
outcomes.
One of them is now a wife on Landman.
I'll let you
figure out which one that is. And wait a second.
Shout out to Allie Larder.
And the coach on Friday Night Lights, the movie, is now her husband. So my, how things change. But the Packers had 19 players on the injury report. 19. They have 10 players listed as questionable for the game. And they have a litany of different ailments. Zach Tom, backslash knee. Evan Williams, knee. Dontavian Wicks, ankle. Chris Brooks, chest. Darian Kennard, neck. Kingsley Enagbare, illness. So you see where this is going. It's stuff that is, I wouldn't say they're like hockey injuries, but... like chest, shoulder for Christian Watson. We know that one is a little more straightforward because of his trip to the hospital. But Josh Jacobs with a knee ankle. Mm-hmm. It's just enough to make you have to game plan for more things, is how I see it.
You think it's gamesmanship?
I do. They had 18 players on their injury report the week before when they played the Bears, so...
I have to go back and look at how many of those guys played, but I expect like at least 6 or 7 of those guys to play.
But the biggest name is by far Micah Parsons, and he...
He's not playing.
He changed... Right, so he changed the scope of their team, and frankly, the predictions I had for them and a lot of other people in the league when he got there, and guess what? Without him, it changes again. And it can't be that simple.
What is your worry number, Layla, between 1 and 10?
Well, my resting worry number is about at an 8 in life.
What?
So, like, I have resting worry number.
I think he's talking about this particular
question. When it, yes, and when it comes to that, my I would say my working worry number for this game is probably at, like, a 7.
As it pertains to injuries, because that's the specific. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you, the biggest one, the biggest name that you know of, the most talented player on their team is injured.
Okay.
He's out.
Yeah. Right. And that's why my worry number is like at a 3.
But your resting worry number in life is what?
I guess that's true.
What's your resting worry number in life?
1. No, I could be a little bit worried. I'd say I'm at about a 5 or so. I could get pretty. I got some anxiety.
I'm about 2.
Yeah, I think I'm at about a 5 for sure. But I think in this, and I'm the jaded one, right? I guess I'm losing my jadedness.
You have lost it.
Just a little bit. But Micah Parsons is out. Duh. Hey, even if Christian Watson plays, you know, with the chest and shoulder injuries, the vibe I'm getting from Green Bay is that he's not going to be out there playing at the same level or health level that he was the first time around when he burned the Bears badly, for sure, a couple of touchdowns, 41-yarder and a 23-yarder. So that's part of the reason. Zach Tom, with a knee injury, even if he plays, I feel like there's some vulnerability with these guys right now. You mentioned Evan Williams as well. Josh Jacobs, who burned you for that, 22-yard run that nobody could, 21-yard run, that nobody could bring him down on, and eventually they did. I feel like all of these guys have, even if they play, they have been compromised, and I do believe that the Bears will take advantage of that. So I am not that worried.
Five on it. Number 3.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, live at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. Here's question number 3. Was the Seahawks' wild 38-37 win over the Rams in overtime the best game of this NFL season?
Absolutely.
You know what the other game was that I was thinking of? Why do you say absolutely?
Because everything was on the line. They hadn't had two teams meet that late in the season with that many wins against each other, I think, in the history of this current divisional format. And it went to overtime. There was a crazy two-point conversion that was overturned just to get them to overtime. And when the Seattle Seahawks scored, they realized, we don't want to give them time to go down and get a kick a field goal. They just went for two and ended the game. It had all the elements. And it helped the Bears.
That was cojones out of the Seattle Seahawks, was it not?
I
say that? Ray,
yes, you can say that.
That is allowed.
Hey, you need to
that
stop.
Is radio
you need,
friendly.
You need to stop asking Ray and other people if you can say stuff. Just say it, and they'll cut it out if they have to.
I know. It's usually within a 7-second time frame that I do that, and it's for a reason. Rich Wyatt is nodding and smiling in the corner because he knows.
And Baby T's back in the studio. No, Grody, don't tell her to say stuff. I don't have time for this.
Is that your Baby T?
You know, but that is a good Baby T. Why has that only come out now?
Well, I've done it before. Baby T has played, audio-wise, me impersonating him. See, he's got a sense of humor about it.
I mean, your impersonation.
Hey, Grody, what's going on?
Oh, you have
Hey, Grody, what's up? That's Tyler back in our downtown Chicago studios playing my impersonation of him. I love you, Baby T.
It was an exciting game.
I love you too, Grody.
I wish you were out here, man. You, one of these days, you will earn your place here at the Brat Stop. This is my first time earning a place at the Brat Stop. Your time will come, kid.
This is Marshall's first time at the Brat Stop, too.
Oh,
yes. I'm enjoying myself.
We have earned our tickets to the Brat Stop.
This is not my first time at the Brat Stop. I love it. And I have a brat right now.
Yes, yes.
This game was incredible. That's all we really have to say. And it was, what's funny is, weren't we just talking yesterday to Paul Charchian about how you could sit Matthew Stafford? Matthew Stafford threw for 457 yards and 3 touchdowns. You could bet the under. The game ended 38-37 despite the cold rain. It was very antithetical to any of the elements outside of the fact that these two teams are just that good. If you needed proof that unfortunately it's not the NFC North this year, that the best division in football is the NFC West, there it was. 1 point separated these two teams, and there was a comeback win that was just absolutely incredible. So when I consider all of how that got put together, it edges out the only other game that I thought was as entertaining except for the end. And that was the weird 40-point Cowboys-Packers tie. Because I'm like, wait, how are... At times you're like, how are the Cowboys hanging with the Packers? And then you're like, oh, well, the Packers are probably going to win this game. And then you're like, wait, no, the Cowboys are still in this tie. So, and I'm like, 40 points each team and nobody could get like one more? So for me, it was this one, number one, and then the 40-point 1A.
In the name of pandering to everybody here,
in
the name of pandering to the people listening, the best game was Black Friday when the Bears beat the Eagles in Philadelphia. Yeah, you guys get me, Twitch mob. No, what I will say about this quickly, and then we got to move
Hawk,
on here.
Doug, and Dave, yes.
What's up, guys? We are running out of time here in the segment. I'll just say I love it when there is a game like that. You don't get these NFL games that often throughout the course of the regular season to have two heavyweights in the Seahawks and the Rams. I am just glad that it lived up to the billing and being wholly entertaining as it was. Five
on it. Tonight, the Bulls are in Cleveland to take on the Cavs. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:15. Tip-off at 6:30 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts.
Number four.
The Cubs and first baseman Tyler Austin have agreed on a one-year, $1.25 million deal, the club's first major league position player signing of the offseason. Who is Tyler Austin? The 34-year-old spent the last six seasons playing for Nippon Professional Baseball's Yokohama DeNA BayStars in Japan. According to Baseball Reference, Austin recorded a 945 OPS in 403 NPB games. Your thoughts on the Cubs signing Tyler Austin?
Are you going to platoon him at cleanup like you did with the last first baseman with Michael Bush?
It's been written about as a possibility, Lails.
Okay, welcome Tyler Austin. Craig Council wants to use his bench accordingly. If he sees something in this guy, I don't really have a place to like question that right now, given his bullpen scouting and his bullpen usage. So. Okay, I hope this means that Michael Bush gets more consistent at-bats to start the season.
My thoughts on Mr. Austin are very simple. I hope this ain't it. I hope you got more coming. I hope this is an appetizer. I hope the steak is still coming.
That's the whole thing. Like, fine, you signed a 34-year-old outfielder, first baseman, to a one-year deal. Every team has to make these signings. You know, sometimes they work. Sometimes they don't, but that's the answer. Okay, fine. Caleb Thielbar's back. Very good. Hobie Milner on the team. These are all fine signings, but to steal from Marshall, this better not be it. This better not be it.
Five on it. Number five.
Lightning round quick answers in honor of 670 The Score's Brat Stop Hangout in America's Dairyland, Wisconsin. What's your favorite form of cheese or cheese-related dish?
I love blue cheese. I love blue cheese. I love a good wedge salad with some crumbles on there. I love dipping the wings in blue cheese. It's got to be the right... I don't like it sweet. There's a lot of blue cheese products that feel like they have to be a little sweet. Get that the hell out of here. But blue cheese, that is my favorite cheese.
You know what I found myself asking the other day? I get that there are other cheeses and all. Pepper Jack is elite. Pepper Jack.
Ray.
I'm there with you. Pepper Jack all the way.
What's the point of the other cheeses? Like, they're there. They hang out. They mix it up. But Pepper Jack.
Man, I think y'all are just missing out on this. And you know, you're entitled to your own opinions. But
American
the answer
cheese.
Is very simple. It's that good baked macaroni and cheese.
Oh, that counts?
That's it. Did you read the question? Yeah, what's your favorite former cheese or cheese-related dish?
Fair enough.
Mac and cheese for the win.
Does cheese count as my favorite form of cheese?
Yes, because you named a specific type of cheese.
No. Just cheese.
You said Pepper Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also
cheese. Okay. We're in agreement.
Bear.
And I'm with you, by the way. Macaroni. Just Kraft macaroni cheese, or do you go fancy? You know what I'm saying? You just get the macaroni cheese in the box? Or?
We don't have the time.
The way Marshall just looked at him and started blinking.
Oh, it was a Marshall gives
Kraft mac and cheese as opposed to some homemade mac and cheese.
There is nothing wrong with Kraft mac and cheese. To me,
there's nothing wrong with it, yeah. But sometimes you need to level up.
That look he gave me, he gives me that look a lot.
He does it to me, too.
The Marshall look of, you lost your damn mind. Look.
Let's go to break. No, before we say that, I'm just kidding. Let's tell everybody what's next. Rami Makhlouf. Our friend from over there in the corner at the Brat Stop, 105.7 The Fan, who's wearing a 90s Bears sweatshirt.
I was already on his show, so this is the job exchange program that's going on here between these two fine audio radio stations.
We try Odyssey. To steal Rami from north of the border next here, live from the Brat Stop on Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I definitely know for a fact, you know, we won't be losing any confidence in who we are as a team. But, you know, I think as a leader and for the other leaders, it's just keep pushing that message out there that, you know, we still got everything we want right in front of us. And it starts by handling business this Saturday. You know, obviously with a division game. But, no, you know, nobody's losing confidence in what we're doing. And, you know, we still got what we want right in front of us and just got to go handle business.
That was Jordan Love. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We are live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha. This is the Brat Bowl that we celebrated day before the Bears and Packers game at Soldier Field. Tyler Fearingold, why? Why play that music? We're in Wisconsin. What are you doing over here?
Well, you got to get, you know, we got to give a little bit of flavor, I suppose. No.
No.
Do you right. have to do that, Grody?
I hate that song.
But I will say shout out to everybody who is out here at the Brat Stop. Thank you guys for being here. It really, truly, it means a ton. Shout out to Corey from Whitewater, regular texter to the Score, rocking his Illinois State University hoodie today, getting ready for the big game against Villanova as we all get ready for Bears-Packers. And if you're wondering the answer to the question of where Spiegs, he's right there. Matt Spiegel.
Matt
right
Spiegel's
there,
here.
Hanging
Matt
out.
Spiegel is
Matt
here.
Spiegel's here. He is getting ready for the Spiegel and Holmes show. Good to see you, man. Mitch Rosen is in the house. He runs all the radio
where
stations
Spiegs.
You see right here, right now.
Yes.
So shout outs to all the people that are out here at the Brat Stop today.
Yeah, it really is a great crowd. And Mitch is also our next guest supervisor.
What?
Rami Makhlouf. We know Rami because he hangs out with us on the Score.
I do.
And his job, his day job, is 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, our sister station. He's the co-host of 9 to Noon with John Kuhn.
I am.
Yeah. Why is your name not in it?
It's 9 to Noon with John Kuhn and then in very small letters. And Rami Makhlouf. You gotta whisper it. Yeah, you gotta whisper it. It's and Rami Makhlouf.
You need to bond with Matt Spiegel about that because I think he was once the company of Mac and Company or Mac and I forget what the Danny Mac show with Matt Spiegel or something like that.
Wait. It was the and company, even though and company was only one other person.
It was one guy. It was the company.
I'm botching it, but it's something in that realm.
That's really cool. Yeah. If there's only one other person in and company, they don't say the name.
You're winning.
Yeah, I do get mentioned. I get mentioned by name. Just very, very. They don't want to be too loud about the fact they got a Bears fan working over there behind enemy lines. You know what I mean?
So we got you.
John
covered,
Kuhn is the headliner. I'm like the feature. I'm the opener.
How intense is it in a week like this when you're talking about literally being the well-known Bears fan on Milwaukee radio hosting with a former Packer? Explain that dynamic.
It gets pretty intense. But I think I've been there a long time, on and off 20 years I've worked at the Fan in Milwaukee, first as a producer and then as a host. They kind of know me by now, and they know what I'm about, and they don't like that I'm a Bears fan. But I think, I don't know if any Packers fans are listening or paying attention to us right now.
There's one.
They respect that I just call it like I see it, whether it's good for the Bears or bad for the Bears or good for the Packers or bad for the – I just call them like I see them, man. If my team is bad, I'm going to tell you my team is bad. And if your team is good, I'm going to tell you your team is good.
If it's been 20 years, it's been a whole lot of good for the Packers, bad for the Bears.
It has. And that's why I heard Lawrence the other day on the afternoon show saying – Bears fans, get a little puffy-chested. Go ahead. Feel yourself a little bit. If you want to, go for it. I don't know if this is just the trauma of being a Bears fan, living and working behind enemy lines for as long as I have, and the rivalry going the way that it's gone and the pain that I've felt. I can't get there yet. I can't get puffy-chested going into this game just yet, even without Micah Parsons going out and taking the field this week.
So on a scale of like 1 to 5, how puffy is your chest?
Like maybe a 3, like a 2 or 2.5, a 3, but I can't get up to like a 4 or 5 right now. I can't. I just can't.
I've been here before.
I've seen, you know what I mean?
See?
Where we're like, it's our time, and then it's
not. It was not your time.
It was not our time.
Rami and I are inflicted with the same jadedness, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sharing your jadedness.
I know, but I've had it before. I can't all of a sudden now just disclaim that I ever had the jadedness, which is fading away slowly but surely. But I was on with you guys on 105.7 The Fan with you and John Kuhn earlier.
Yeah.
I'm hearing rumors now, because I didn't hear this while I was doing my appearance. I'm hearing rumors. Did Kuhn pick the Bears to win the game?
He not only did that on our show on 9 to noon with John Kuhn and Rami Makhlouf. he also did it this morning on Mully and Haw. He was a guest on their show this morning at 8 o'clock and picked the Bears to win this football game. I think, and I said this to him, he denies it, I think he's doing like a reverse mojo.
Reverse psychology.
I got it.
Yeah, no. he's doing the old reverse mojo thing.
We can't possibly win this game at Soldier Field.
It's going to get
That's
bad.
That's never happened.
Aw, shucks. Wait. Is this the old like Pat Murphy, aw, shucks?
Yeah. We're just the Brewers
up the street. And oh, by the way, we went to the NLCS. Because I'm not doing that again.
Neither am I. No, I take them seriously. I take them very seriously, whether it's the Brewers or the Packers. You can't help but to take them seriously at this point.
What's your biggest concern for the Bears then, since you're picking the Bears obviously to win this game? What's your biggest concern from a Packers standpoint? How could they beat the Bears in your opinion?
It that was a gut punch yesterday, hearing that Roma Dunze and Luther Burden were not going to be playing in this game. I was feeling pretty good about it. I was probably like, I don't know, 55-60% sure that the Bears could win that game with the news that Micah Parsons would be out. With those two guys, Roma Dunze and Luther Burden, not playing, for me, it goes right back to 50-50. It takes away so much of their big play ability. It just takes two big weapons away from Caleb Williams. That's a huge blow, and it just makes it all that much more important that this team go out and run the football effectively and from start to finish tomorrow night at Soldier Field.
We're talking to Rami Makhlouf. Of course, Rami is on The Score a lot. You hear him, especially hosting nights. He's hosted with us on the Midday Show as well. Our segment with Rami is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons. Rami is on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, 9 to noon. When it comes to the receiving game, though, in this one for the Bears, I think it goes back to the big discussion that we had about DJ Moore before that Cleveland game.
Yep.
Can't target him just 3 times. There's got to be a more presence of a screen game for the Bears. That's something that I know Ben Johnson likes to run in his offense. We haven't seen it, I think, as much as Ben Johnson would like to see it at this point with his season.
Yeah, and hopefully they can do that effectively, and hopefully that Caleb and DJ Moore can continue what they did last week and pick up right where they left off. And if there's any silver lining in these injuries to Luther Burden and Roma Dunze, I don't think any of us really know, and we've been trying to figure out what is up with DJ Moore and why isn't he getting those targets. I gotta believe, just based on what I saw year one of DJ Moore playing with Justin Fields, that there is some kind of chemistry issue there with Caleb Williams and DJ Moore. And I'm not saying that there's a rift, that there's any sort of feud between those two guys, but just on the field, for some reason, they haven't been jiving. maybe, just maybe, not having those two guys and almost being forced to make DJ Moore a bigger part of the offense, maybe that carries into when those guys do come back and are healthy, that this chemistry that these two guys can build in their absence can continue on, and now you have three legitimate wide receivers that Caleb is comfortable with and has some chemistry with and will go to regularly, and DJ Moore can be a big part of this offense moving forward.
Yeah, and last week was encouraging with DJ Moore with the two touchdowns and finally started to get targets, and as he, you know, did shut us all up in the locker room after that, even though we were all talking about it. What Rami is talking about, the lack of chemistry or just the lack of targets is really the way we presented it to him, but that's huge. You're right. He's got to be the number one target. We'll see if the Packers take that away. But Rami, what I want to know, with you being embedded in Packersness as you are, what has been the vibe from Packers fans this week, from your peers in the business, the guys that you talk to at 105.7? Is there concern about the Bears in this week? Because there hadn't been a whole lot of weeks where Packers were concerned about the Bears.
I don't know if it's necessarily concern about the Bears, but concern about their own football team. Monday on our show, it was like a funeral, man. It was with the news of the Micah Parsons injury,
God, yeah,
and the loss to the Broncos the previous night. Monday was like a funeral. And would you believe it was me, the Bears fan, trying to talk Packers fans back off the ledge and tell them, y'all aren't dead yet. Like this, Micah Parsons increases the difficulty level exponentially not having him out there in terms of winning this division, making a run in the playoffs, even being in the discussion for a Super Bowl. But I had to remind them, and I'll remind Bears fans too, this is a team that they traded for Micah Parsons 3 days before they took the field. You know what I mean? And they were in the discussion of Super Bowl contenders. They had, you know, positive, promising odds of being a Super Bowl contender. They just go right back to that. And on top of that, when you look at the landscape of the NFC and just the NFL as a whole, I can't look at one team and say, no way the Packers can't beat them. You know what I mean? So that it was a gut punch for Packers fans to lose Micah Parsons. I think the news midweek that Christian Watson was practicing, yeah, and likely is available this week, I think that was a pick me up for them. But they are still worried about the big picture. Not necessarily just this game on Saturday against the Bears. They're still worried about the big picture and what this team can do after losing a guy like Micah Parsons to a season-ending ACL injury.
Rami, you and I have a tradition.
We do.
Anytime we're on a show together.
Yes.
And the last time we did it, I think we alarmed some people over at Wrigley.
Yeah.
So I think it's time we wake them up here at the Broad Stop.
Shall
what
we?
You say?
Absolutely.
One, two, three.
That's just a gruda, ladies and gentlemen. That is a tradition in the Arabic culture that we like to carry on.
Yeah, it basically means fun stuff is happening.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
It's a celebration.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
And if you were scared, ask yourself why.
Why are people running to the emergency exit right now? I don't understand what's happening.
It's all good. We're all friends here. Everything is
we
cool.
We gave you a warning and everything. We're at a place eating cheese. My God. Robbie, always fun to have fun with you. Thanks
My
for coming
pleasure.
On.
My pleasure. Thank you all for having me.
Rami Makhlouf, you can
Rami.
Hear him 9 to noon on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. And I know you got put in the corner over there, but you're one of us, so you hang out with us on the
Thank
stage.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're number one, and you're not in company to us.
By the way, these slanderous accusations by the afternoon show I'm somehow a double agent or a triple agent. Marshall was marveling at the fact that I go behind enemy lines. Decked out, man. Decked out wearing my colors. I wear it on my sleeve.
I think the afternoon show was more concerned about the idea that you had taken and
the chicken, the victory chicken,
yeah,
bit. Chicken. I'm telling you.
John Kuhn took that away. By the way, where is he? He didn't show up?
No.
Well, he didn't bring chicken? What's going on? What's happening?
He's got sideline reporter, dude. He's got to travel with the team today.
Oh, I got to travel
a long
with the
trip.
Team. He's like, I don't have time for your little radio games, your little brat bowl. I got to get on a plane. Okay, John Kuhn, I see how you are.
I thought you said reindeer games for a second.
I've been known to say that, too.
Yeah. Robbie, always
Thank
a pleasure.
Guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Appreciate
Rami Makhlouf, Let's hear a round of applause for our BratStop crowd. As we've mentioned, we are broadcasting live from the BratStop in Kenosha for the Brat Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends from Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. If you're coming by, bring your new or gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. Coming up next, we got to get into Marshall Harris's feelings.
Mm. It ain't easy being cheesy, guys. I know we've been bombarded with cheese since the moment we stepped through these
doors. It's been very easy being cheesy.
Macaroni and cheese, apparently.
But you got to understand, everyone is picking the Bears to win this game. It gives me concern. It also gives me pause. I will tell you why when we come back with more Raheemi, Harris, and Grody from here at the BratStop in Kenosha.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Layla Raheemi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemi, Harris, and Grody. We are live from Kenosha, Wisconsin today, broadcasting from the BratStop for the Brat Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends with Ziegler Subaru from Kenosha for having us here. And if you're coming by, bring your newer, gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha's annual coat drive. We are happy to be here. And ahead of this Bears and Packers game, where seemingly everybody thinks, well, no Micah Parsons, no problem, except for that whole no Roma Dunze, no Luther Burden, might be a little more tricky than it appears, Marshall Harris.
Well, look, I'm not trying to be the one to alarm people. I'm not that guy. But I will say this, the fact that everybody I know has said, yeah, the Bears got this. It's time for them to even the score. This is for the North. This is the moment of truth. This is Ben Johnson doing his thing. I just want people to understand that my number one concern about the Packers, I'm not confident that the Bears are going to do any better than they did the last time, which is explosives and Jordan Love simply picking them apart. And I can see a game in which the Bears run the ball well, in which Caleb Williams plays well, but then it comes down to crunch time, just like it did in that first meeting, and the Bears can't get it done, whether that's, you know, coming up empty on a last drive, whether that's the Packers and Jordan Love being able to score at will. I can see this game going from what we think will be like a low-scoring affair to something similar to what happened in Green Bay, where it's more like Arena League football, where you're going back and forth, ping pong, and a score in the 30s. I don't like the Bears' chances in a game like that.
Mm. Well, that's the scary part to me, is that for everybody who says, oh, the Bears just ran out of time the last game, that's how every NFL game ends. Like, you give somebody enough time, and who knows what's going to happen, even when you win 31-3. That's the extreme of that take.
See last night.
That's the point. Managing the clock is part of that. Getting a lead is part of that. And unfortunately for the Bears, they had a terrible first half of offense in that last game. Let's all remind everybody, mm-hmm. there was only 71 yards of offense in that first half. They ran themselves out of time. When they procrastinated, they put themselves into that position. And we've seen it too many times during the season where the Bears' defense's best stop and Josh Jacobs on 3rd-and-1 for the 21-yard run is a good example, is that they have to get a turnover. And that's what you don't want to have happen. If we're talking about it, you know the Packers are talking about it, and you know the Bears coaching staff is too. We're not telling any secrets here. We know what they're game planning for. And with the way the explosive plays happened in favor of the Packers last time, That is something that is on my mind as well.
The Bears are a highly, highly takeover reliant decent. Excuse me, takeaway reliant defense. A highly takeaway reliant defense. So what happens when you don't take the ball away? And I'm not saying they're not going to take the ball away. I'm just saying they may not get enough takeaways in this particular contest to make up for the fact that Jordan Love has shown that he can exploit, at least in man-to-man coverage, your guys one-on-one, and did it with a variety. It's not just the main names, like you said, Christian Watson with a couple of big plays, a couple of big touchdowns. When Bo Melton's out here beating you through your back door, that tells you how badly things can look.
Yeah. Has Bo Melton ever gotten this much publicity, you know, for a game week? Like, that's my question. We should have asked Rami Makhlouf that.
Well, that's what I'm saying about, like, why it was in some ways typical Bears-Packers, because here's this guy who, Bo Melton, is the one that burned you for the biggest play of the day. Let's all look this guy up. You know, I was looking at some of the numbers, too, from the Broncos-Packers game, and this is something that Jordan Love does beautifully, and that is to make every one of his wide receivers sort of look the same in terms of what they're capable of doing. And they just got Jaden Reed back. It was during the Bears week that they got him. 5 catches for 55 yards. Matthew Golden, 3 catches, 55 yards. Josh Jacobs, 12 catches, 73, the 12 runs, 73 yards and a touchdown. Luke Musgrave, 4 catches for 52 yards in that game. Romeo Doubs, 2 catches, 36 yards. Watson, 3 catches for 39 yards. He uses everybody, and that's the dangerous part about it. Even though we're all talking about Christian Watson, it could be any of these guys that come up and get burned. And one more thing, Marshall, to kind of confirm and understand your concern, because I do, like, with the injuries, this is an even matchup right now. It's kind of a coin flip, and Vegas thinks it's a Packers win. They have the Packers favored in this game. So while it feels like the Bears have a ton of momentum, and they do, there's no doubt about it, how confident they're feeling coming off of a nice win over Cleveland, this is about as an even of a matchup as it gets, and no team is going to have, like, a huge favor, I think.
I just can't assume, just because the Bears have a home game Saturday night, they should have the home field advantage in full effect, by the way, that Jordan Love and these Packers who have been through this, who have been to the playoffs, they know what it takes to win the North, that they're just going to wilt under pressure.
No, they're not going to wilt.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned the how many receivers are targeted.
Yeah.
That's how their offense is. You know, for everybody who said, oh, they don't have a number one receiver, they target 10 guys a game. And they end up completing to 8 out of 10. So that's not necessarily how this goes for them. They don't have to do that. They are multiple. And if you've got guys showing up for 45-yard touchdown catches who you don't normally talk about in a given week, then that's a good indication of the system working for their quarterback. But what it's also a bad indication of is the Bears secondary not doing enough in those man assignments.
Well, and I'm glad that the Bears have had time to adjust. And believe me, even in the prep for Cleveland, they're thinking about that game. They're working on that game. They're understanding exactly what happened. And that is one of the most intriguing questions of this game. And we talked about it earlier. We talked about it with Patrick Manley. How will Dennis Allen handle this Bears defense this time around, where he had, what was it, Layla, 40% blitz rate in that first game against the Green Bay Packers?
I haven't written. It was like 42%.
Yeah.
42.3 of the dropbacks.
42. So.
But
so
you know how many of those 42.3, let's say that's 100, 18% success.
Wow. So what, you got to put pressure on Jordan Love. You absolutely have to. But you got to pull it back a little bit. And even Patrick Manley said, yeah, you got to pull it back, but you can't not go up with a lot of pressure and blitzes from various spots on the field still, despite what happened last time around.
See? You see why I'm concerned?
I do. No, I when you brought this up in the pre-show meeting, backstage, if I might, we're literally on a stage here today.
There's something behind the stage. It's called back.
Yeah, it's a
and
backstage.
And there's another stage, actually. So there's a stage back of the stage on the stage.
But okay. I understood. I don't have that same concern and fear that you're feeling at this moment, but I totally understand it, Marshall. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
I know.
The concern is real.
You respect the opponent.
I definitely respect the opponent.
I'm afraid. I'm afraid of losing what I got. Could you tell me who that quote is from? All right, I'm afraid of losing what I got. Close quote.
It's a musician, but since it's
No. Think about the t-shirt you were wearing yesterday. What was the t-shirt you were wearing? Clubber Lang. Now, so is Rocky Balboa.
Rocky Balboa.
That said, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to lose what I got. Yeah. Said it to Adrian on the beach.
Yes.
You can't win. All right, I'm afraid. Now I'm conflating, but, you know. Yeah. Am I right? Yeah.
It's another David Grody. He conflates.
The mob is laughing. The mob is in effect here at Raheem.
The mob gave me a courtesy laugh. I appreciate it.
The courtesy laugh in person hits a little differently, doesn't it?
It does.
Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody, live from the Brat Stop here in Wisconsin, we have a friend of the show coming on.
He's coming. He says he's literally about to pull up, just texting me. So
friend of the show?
Friend of Marshall.
Friend of everybody but Grody. Friend of the show.
Friend of the Marshall. Friend of the Layla.
No, friend of Layla, you know. Yeah,
I covered him in college. You covered him as a bear, and Marshall knows him as a friend.
Henry Melton is actually my friend, too, Grody. Sorry.
What?
Yeah,
Are you serious?
He's been in contact with him
all week
to get him up here.
My goodness. And from what? Baby T is having dinner with him tonight? What is going on here?
Unbelievable. And Tandy just walked in, so basically he's hanging out with Henry Melton, too.
Oh, boy.
Everybody except for Grody. We'll figure it out next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on the Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.